Welcome to Surprise and a Davies Chat Show, and of course, I'm your host, Surprise, and I left that on the show, okay? And I'm with my lovely host, Adefi. Hello, Adefi, how are you?
I'm fine, Surprise. I'm Adefi Adeniran, and I'm joining Surprise in Adefi and Surprise Chat Show, where we talk about trendy topics, interesting topics, and, you know, mixed facts and opinions.
Thank you very much for letting our listeners know what is it that we do or actually talk about in our talk show. So, well, what is it that we're actually looking at? You know, what is it that's actually trending right now that's, you know, blazing on social media, you know? What are we looking at?
Well, recently, Surprise, there was a video that was going around about Pastor Alf Lucao, who brought a dead person back to life during Sunday service in front of his entire congregation.
That's a very interesting story. Very interesting story. Well, let me just ask you, what's your input, you know, regarding that matter, like around that matter? What's your input?
I don't know. I personally do not believe in it. I would not want to disregard people's feelings about it. However, I do want to ask if it is true, you know, how come the guy that was brought back to life had certain reactions? He was surprised and he was quite energetic when being brought back to life. And we all know, based on comas, that that is impossible.
Yes, very impossible. But though the guy to me looked okay, when I was checking the video, like the church members, you know, people, you know, like freaking out, and everyone seemed so relaxed. So to me, that kind of made the whole thing appear as if it was staged. So, well, I have a lot of questions, eh?
I also do. And one of my questions is, as Christians, especially Black Christians, do we rely too much on chaos and miracles to prove that God is real or the church is real?
Yeah, I sort of feel like we do, because if Surprise decides to open a church today and it doesn't perform any kind of miracles, I don't think I'm gonna have as much, you know, congregate as, you know, like other pastors that are performing miracles. Do you understand?
Yes, yes. But I feel like in other religions it's quite peaceful, you know. It's more about lifestyle and travel and just the world and the beauty of it and the teachings, that it is about the chaos that is in the Christian religion.
You can say that again. I totally agree with you there.
But also, I think as well, you know, that also with us Black people, it's this miracle stuff, and maybe I'm going to say something controversial, is kind of us going back to our roots. Because if you think about it, there is no real difference between these pastors and the sangomas and the witch and the witchcraft and everything that seems demonized in our culture today.
Yes, you can actually say that again, because I remember one time when we had, you know, a conversation, you know, around this matter, and you made me laugh when you actually said, you know, these people are actually using God as a stamp, you know, to perform all this kind of funny miracles.
Yes,
you know?
I definitely think this.
Yes, so it's quite an interesting matter.
And also, in pop culture news, The Bachelor South Africa recently premiered, and well, for those of you who do not know what it's about a man who is in a house with multiple women, and at the end the goal is to find the ultimate woman to start the rest of his life with on the show.
Like, you know, a certain price.
I actually watched the first two episodes, and I was quite disappointed, I must tell you, surprised, because usually I watch the US one, and honestly, the only complaint I can have about it is that it's very white. So when they said, oh, okay, they're gonna have a South African one, I was excited because I thought, okay, this needs more diversity. And when I watched the South African one, most of the women there were white, and I feel like it wasn't a real reflection of how South Africa is. And the bachelor himself was white.
Oh, very interesting though. I've been like seeing the advert, but I never like, I was not interested in watching it. So like, when they were talking about the South African version of it, I expected, like, you know, black people dominating the show, you know what I mean? So, well, as you're saying that, well, it seems to be white dominated, so
well, it really wasn't. I was quite disappointed, but then maybe I tried to give the benefit of the doubt, and maybe I thought, okay, what if black people don't want to participate in this, you know? Why do you think so?
Well, that's impossible. That's impossible. Who wouldn't want to get an upgrade? Look at all these funny shows like Date My Family, Uyang Tandana, and some other funny show. Who wouldn't want to
that's
get
true.
An
that
upgrade?
Is true.
You know, you're living on The Bachelor, you get to live large, you know?
And also, the thing that
so
I also
quite
don't
a,
like
an upgrade from Date
about
My Family
this, the
today,
the black women that are there, and you know, I have no problem with people like this, but they have very white sounding accents. I was expecting very genuine black women, you know? And I think the first bachelor shouldn't have been white, honestly.
Black. Yeah, well, if it was my show, not to say that I would have used, but I would have chosen.
That's true, that's true.
Because I knew from there I was going to, you know, attract. Because
I feel like you've just
viewers,
isolated,
you know what I mean?
So much of the market if you do that.
So yeah.
If you just have a white person. Because we see enough white when we turn on American TV. Why can't we see a better representation of how South Africa looks like on South African networks and South African TV shows?
Yes. No, well, when we're still at this matter, like, you know, just this funny question, it just came like now. So what
if you
want
to go,
to go there? What is it? What do I need to do? Who do I talk to?
There's
like,
so
come
many
on.
Criteria, but I don't know. I know for a fact you have to be good looking.
Yes.
And I think you just have to be interesting. I remember in the American ones, the guys used to be like well-to-do up until a certain point. But I think being good-looking is a very important asset to what they're looking for.
Ah, well, too bad for
would
us.
You join? Would you join the Bachelor?
Too bad to me. It means I'm going to the rest of my life. Well, on a serious note, I won't lie to you, I would, for the fame. Okay, not that that's all it matters.
Okay, no, that's true. I would take it just for
TV,
the
so I'll take that opportunity.
The
come on,
it looks so luxurious, it's very beautiful. And so for those of you who want to watch it, it's on Thursdays at 7 and it
of course
throughout
of course
the week, so. Oh, channel 101, Mnet.
Well, on which channel? Okay. Well, you had.
Nothing really to add.
Yeah, well, is there anything you still want to cover up on this one? Okay, so. Well, you seem to be.
Now, on to international news.
Sorry, so.
It was recently exposed that Kardashian drama arose again because Khloe Kardashian's boyfriend, Tristan Thompson, who is also baby daddy, was caught cheating again, but this time with Kylie, who is her sister's best friend, Jordan Woods. So she was caught cheating with, Tristan was caught cheating with Jordan Woods. And the way they were exposed was at a party. Tristan and Jordan told guests to put away their phones. Meanwhile, they forgot that people were there, so they got at it while having the party, and they were public with their affection.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, my first question is like,
Yes.
This is where it gets interesting for me. Like, between, you said Khloe and Kylie, right?
Okay, I think Khloe is,
how old is the other 30, one, and how old is the other one?
32, I hope I'm not wrong. Yeah, is it 32? No, 35. And Kylie is like 21 or something. So they're significantly older. I have watched it since season one, so.
Wow, you are quite a Kardashian fan, eh? Well, I won't lie to you, like, I've never watched it, so honestly, just to hear people talk about it, and like, it's a very interesting thing, you know.
I don't think they're feuding or anything.
And how's the relationship between
their sisters, you know? Not close, but sisters nonetheless.
So do you think there might be, like, you know, something that might have, you know, happened? Because, well, Adifi, come on, like, if I know that I can't, you know, get, you know, like, do something to annoy you, I can either use a friend or something. Do you think there might
so
be something?
So when confronted, when Khloe confronted Jordan about it, Jordan at first tried to deny it, saying she only was there to keep eyes on Tristan, because remember, this is the second time Tristan is cheating on Khloe publicly. So after being pressured by Khloe finally got Jordan to tell the truth, and she confessed. My question is, so Kylie is now a billionaire, right? And Jordan lives with her. Jordan used to live with her.
Yes.
Jordan used to live with her, so after the scandal, she was chased out. My thing is, if you had a billionaire friend, what kind of man or woman is worth it enough for you to sacrifice all those perks you have with a billionaire friend? What would you do this for? If not for the real friendship, why would you just give up all these perks, all these privileges, just to sleep with your best friend's sister's man? Why would you do that?
You know, today's generation. Well,
I don't think it's a generation thing.
I will not criticize it.
So, for a while, it has been exposed now that Jordan did kind of have resentment towards Kylie's fame. So, I think she wanted to break out of the shadow and just be her own person. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, I really think she's definitely her own person now. Like, mission accomplished. You know what I mean? So, I don't know, but I don't know. Like I said, I have a billionaire friend. I'm living in her house.
Wow.
I would look for other men, especially if you're as beautiful as Jordan. You know, you would look for other people to mess around with. I don't understand what she was thinking.
Exactly. But yeah, well, some people.
That's true. That's true.
Don't think, no offense, but yeah. I think you should follow up the story, unless if you know, it's the end about this story. There won't be any drama.
Speaking of stories that need to be followed up recently, and what is the celebrity news of the year, probably? Jussie Smollett, some of you might know him as Jamal from Empire, was caught in his own lie. So, this is a long story, so brace yourself, right? So, apparently, he said that while going to get a sandwich in Chicago at midnight, he was attacked, right? By some Trump supporters who were wearing a Make America Great Again hat.
Yes.
Apparently, they were white. This was his first story. They were white. And they attacked him and called him homophobic and racial slurs. After the story, he went to report it to the police. The police wanted records of his phone. And at first, he wouldn't give the phone to the police. Which led a lot of people to speculate. And after a few weeks, he gave the police the phone. And after doing so, he went on a Good Morning America interview saying that he was hospitalized. Meanwhile, in one of his mini concerts, he said that he was not hospitalized. And then the story gets even weirder. So it was reported that the attackers are actually some well-built Nigerian brothers, and that they were paid $3,500 by him to buy equipment and also to orchestrate the crime. And there's footage seen of him and them practicing the entire attack. Yes.
Wow.
that's what everybody is just saying, actually.
You know, an improv actor is also a live actor. Wow. But besides that, my first question is like,
He was getting a lot of attention. So apparently now it said that he wanted a bigger raise for his Empire role as Jamal. But also you could see he was feeding into the attention because he was calling himself the gay Tupac.
Oh,
and
God.
He was just feeding off of the attention, I think.
What? Ah, well, I would personally believe that.
I think so, but my problem is
he's looking for a bigger
America
race
is
for his
a
role
place
in Empire
that is high in homophobic attacks and racial attacks, you know? And he did this in Black History Month in America. So now racist and homophobic people are going to be like, you know, if Jussie Smollett can lie about it, anyone can. This is going to be the template for people that don't believe in these attacks.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's why it's going to, you know, sort of like create this whole thing of, you know, people not believing if such incidents get
that's
to happen
true
again. Okay, that was not an incident, it was just a life scene, let me put it like that. But I'm actually talking about like real incidents.
That's true, that is very
it's
true.
I
don't know what he was thinking when he did this. I really don't. He was being selfish. Very true. He was being selfish as a black man, as a gay man. He was being very selfish.
Very selfish.
Because now so much damage has been done. Oh, and apparently he's getting fired from the remaining season of Empire. So
much.
the salary raise is gone. Pretty much.
Him goodbye on it. Oh my God. You see, this is where one should actually learn that.
That's true.
things we do sometimes, they actually have these huge consequences.
I was also going to say, people should realize, I know parents say this to, and we think it's corny, but this is a big example of how the truth always gets out. Like, don't lie in a big way where you have to make up stories and stories and stories, because the truth will come out eventually.
Yes, you can say that again. As I was saying, I was like thinking today and looking at Marvel Studios, yes. And I was looking at Black Panther. Right? Black Panther is quite a nice movie. And actually asking myself, will they ever make, you know, great movie like Black Panther that's, you know, based on,
so you know, this African thing is very political and it's very financially driven. So I would like to think that because Black Panther, because we all know that black representation in superhero movies in Hollywood is very bad. There's no secret about this. And their excuse for this was they didn't think it would be marketable enough. Yes, that was their excuse. But now that Black Panther did sell a lot.
Wow.
One of two things is going to happen.
What is...
So, one, they can either be like, let's make more movies like this to represent other minorities and black people, you know, since it was so good in the box office. Or two, they're just going to be like, let's not touch something that already was so good. You know, they're just going to stick with one. And whenever you talk about, oh, we barely see any black people on Marvel, their excuse is always going to be, oh, but what about Black Panther?
Wow, you are actually, you know, giving out, you know, this point, you know? Yeah,
because when you talk about racism, the kind of people's excuses are always, you know, Nelson Mandela and Beyonce and Jay-Z. But that is, people forget, this isn't everybody's story. And that's what they're going to do with Black Panther.
Yes.
If, you know, if they don't do the other thing, I don't.
Interesting. And so, like, talking about, you know, movies that are based on these African stories, there's this movie here in South Africa. I forgot the title, but all I know is I actually saw a trailer. It was quite nice. And so
he's producing
that,
now.
It was produced by Black Coffee.
Wow. Well, he's really trying his luck, huh?
I don't know. That's what I saw on the cover of the movie.
So the movie? What was it about?
Yeah, well... Well, I don't want to lie to you. I saw the trailer. I just liked it. Like, I didn't really, you know, focus on it. But I just liked that, you know, it has that... You know, feeling that you gain.
But I need to ask this question. You know, as successful as Black Panther was, how do we make these African type movies without being too old school?
Well, I don't know. I don't know because we have this thing of, it's something that's local. Maybe few people will go, you understand? But yo, if we hear that, you know, there's new Avengers in cinema, we go crazy. We go online, we go check up the trailers, we book tickets, you know, we go mad, we invite friends. And yo, but when you hear that, as a movie,
and I must say, you know, it is our fault, but also we must look at the releases aren't that big. Like, I remember when Tsotsi was being released, it was released obviously here,
yes,
and at the Cannes Film Festival in Paris, not in Paris, in France. So obviously people overseas have to watch it if it's being produced, if it's being released there.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying it should be released in France, obviously, but there should be more of a spectacle.
Oh, interesting.
When releasing. Because look at the spectacle that these Americans make. We are forced to pay attention.
Yeah, actually, yeah, we are forced.
Yeah, it's just
when
there.
When you're on YouTube, you know, like, this trailer's...
And I don't think South Africa, in, with, like, their TV shows, with their movies, I don't think... And maybe it's because of financial limits as well. I don't think they make such a big deal about their movies. As you know, they don't make a spectacle that force you to watch. You either have to stumble upon it, or it has to be labeled a classic for you to really be like, oh, maybe I should watch this.
Yeah, and so talking about movies, there was this movie, South African rom-com, right, which it was so nice. It actually sort of, like, you know, it was like Think Like a Man, you understand, but it was titled
Where did it premiere?
Guy. Yeah, that movie was good.
Where did it premiere, the movie?
Sorry? Oh, I think I forgot, but I remember I wanted to go watch it, and I bought the tickets, and I realized, oh my god, this time I won't watch.
But I think
it.
There's
it's
such a
late,
bias, because I remember when Mad Buddies came out,
giving away the tickets. Hey.
I remember it premiered on Mnet, and everybody was watching it. And not to bring up the race card or anything, but let's be honest, it was because it was Leon Schuster. I haven't seen such a big premiere and such a big buzz.
Exactly.
And everybody was buzzing over Mad Buddies. But since then, I haven't seen a big buzz or a big premiere over a South African movie as much as I have with Mad Buddies. And I don't know, I don't want to say what I want to say, but you know where I'm heading, right?
I know, but my question is, like, what is it that you have to have, you know, for, like, you know, for those people to, you know?
I don't know. I really wish I could tell you, because the shows are thriving. So what do the shows have that the movies don't? I think maybe it's the actors.
I don't want to lie to you.
Yeah, the shows, they have the actors, you know, the they bring in the same actors all the time. And when you do that, you build familiarity with the fan base. You know, people become familiar with these actors, and maybe the show, or maybe the movies don't bring in the same actors. I don't think they should do that in order for us to watch it. Believe me, I don't. But maybe they should start there.
Yes, because some people don't actually watch either.
Yes, that is so true.
They're interested in the shows. Some people just want to see those people.
And there's usually so much drama behind the scenes that they want to see how it plays out.
Exactly. You know, I wish one day I could be behind the scenes of either, you know, the Queen, you know, because those people, they seem to be living life.
I
had
to ask
story,
you a question.
Actually, what
how would you feel?
Is it
how would you
scenes?
Feel if you were asked to play a rich person on a TV show and then go back to your life as a not so rich person in real life?
Yo, well, I wouldn't take it. Let me tell you why. Because, you know, like when you're on TV, it's sort of like some people actually get to see you.
Yeah.
They get to see your character. Like as you, even when you're not behind the scenes, you know? Even when you're not on TV. So like I wouldn't take it because your people, you know, it'll sort of like give you pressure, you know, to actually have that kind of life even when you can't afford. So that's gonna lead you to, you know, having debts now because you want to live up to that character that you are in.
That's true, but don't you think it's part of, you know, acting
or something? So I wouldn't take it. I know, but come on, Adesi. Come on. Imagine like yourself living a luxurious life only for 30 minutes. And when you go, you're going, I'd rather play a poor man's role.
That's true. But then when do you think you will,
because
the media is coming.
I mean?
So when do you think personally you will reach the point where you're like, oh, this amazing character has come, but it's as a rich person? When do you think you'll reach that place in your personal life where you're comfortable to play a rich person?
Well, I would play that role when I'm like, you know what?
Yes.
Okay, some people hardly accept what they have, right? They want, you know, that kind of life. But if personally I do, you know, like appreciate what I have and I'm okay and I won't actually take any pressure from, you know, people, social media and stuff, I would actually take that role because I know that I'm staying true to myself. I'm not taking the role because
even money related roles. For instance, women that have to play sex symbols often feel so much pressure to look a certain way that they go on these unnecessary diets and they just restrict themselves from living life because they want to live up to that character that they are playing. So what you're saying does make sense.
Yeah, and so to say, thinking about these women, like, you know, sometimes I get to ask myself, what if I get
you have to look at it as, does she bring the bread home?
But come on, Daisy, like, what do I tell my kids? Just imagine your kids telling you, "Mommy, they stay in your team with another woman." How do you feel?
Acting.
How do you want?
You explain that it's acting.
How do you explain that to a child?
Make out or have intimate scenes with other guys all the time. Don't you think so?
I don't think I would last in a relationship.
So would you marry a video vixen? You know, those ones that twerk on the on the music videos and, you know, do all these provocative stuff. But what if it's her job? It's
no.
It doesn't.
I'll get a second job. Yeah, well, I would do that because, well, there's no any funny, you know, funny things that happen.
But the models are often seen, especially if you make it big, you know, it's the risque stuff that gets the money, you know, sex sells.
It will depend. Just because now you say it will actually depend.
So don't you think for guys that have this view of yours, then it's better that they don't objectify women like that anymore? Of yours? No, think about it. Because if you have this view, obviously the person that's married, the model that's married, also thinks the same way as you.
Yeah, but
don't you think it's just you being too insecure?
I wouldn't. Yeah, well, I won't deny it, but no, but this is a quite interesting matter. Okay, yeah, well, it is, but hey,
because I mean,
I'm an overprotective person, so
because it's the same thing as when you're a businessman. Sometimes you have to be more charming to your fellow businesswoman to get the job, because whether we like to admit it or not, sex sells in whatever way, shape, or form. Sex sells. So it's really the same concept.
Yes, yes. But okay. Yeah, okay, let me just say, I will not. Okay, I hope that I don't bump into a model and then, you know, exchange numbers.
So you're very set in your ways.
No.
You're very set in your ways, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. But would you be an actor or a model or, you know?
Yes. Yeah, well, talking about you know, those one time where I was a model at this albinism campaign, and it was like in the studio it was full, and they actually asked
did they tell you why
to take off my t-shirt. No, like they said you know, they just want to capture, you know, like, you know, like, yeah. So I felt uncomfortable because.
So I understand you feeling uncomfortable, but I think what the agency, you know, was doing was actually very good. And I'll tell you why. No, because often, I think most of us are sexual human beings, right? And we're all sold this certain ideal of what is sexy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's light skin or long hair or certain color eyes.
Yes.
And we're never showed the other perspective. We're hardly ever showed a dark-skinned person looking sexy or a disabled person looking sexy. So on that note, I will say the agency was really doing a good thing by showing that a person with albinism can be considered as sexually appealing, you know?
Yes.
But I think that's part of the entertainment industry. You know, you can't feel too uncomfortable about anything. Entertainment industry, you know, you can't feel.
I know, but though after that, yeah.
So would you dress shirtless in a
ended up becoming not loose, you know, getting used to it.
Now, big ups to you, man.
Yeah, I would.
Big ups to you.
Because of it, but not. Yeah.
So, do you have any hot topics to discuss?
Very interesting. Oh, well, this is something that's, you know, actually been trending about this boy who was killed. When I was watching the news, they said he was killed by some of his schoolmates. And they took videos you know, that would disturb me. Someone sent them to me on WhatsApp, and I actually watched them. After that, I was so traumatized.
So the kids
couldn't keep them on my phone anymore.
The kids that killed the person took videos. Wow.
Yes. You know, and there was this boy. Someone took him a video where they were asking him, how do you feel, you know, with what you've done? And he actually said, with his comment, it actually, you know, felt like he doesn't care about what he did.
This, to me, you know, we're in the age of smartphones, but in reality, it's making us stupid. You know, we're... like, everything is so smart except us. I don't understand. Like, why do we need so much attention that we struggle to pay attention? You know? If this was only for social media buzz,
yes.
You know? I'm not saying that maybe he doesn't have a mental health problem, no. But I will tell you now that 60% of what was happening there was for social media buzz.
Yes, it was. And he actually, as you said, he didn't pay attention. And one thing, they said one of the parents, when I was listening to 702, right? They said one of the parents said...
What is that?
It was just... kids who made a mistake, and to me that made me question his, you know, parenting.
Yeah, the way it was
side of his. How do you say that?
I don't like blaming the parents too much when it comes to these things, but I mean, if you say the parents said this, who else are you gonna blame?
Yes,
like, if that's the reaction that the parents had, I mean, obviously we're going to blame the parents.
Yeah, no, it was one of the parents. I think it was the dad of some, because they said this kid was older than 18.
Like I said, this isn't, you know, obviously things like this haven't happened to such degrees. But for instance, you'll get some guys that are cheating on their girlfriends who will post Instagram pictures with the girl that they're cheating with, just so that they can get social media likes. Yes. So you see, it's...
Yeah, and so...
You know, everything is so smart except us.
Why some of us, like you, are in the midst of this, what you just said, that example. Well, some of us,
you can be, you know, whatever you
Instagram
want,
people, so
at some point, oh my god, just separate your social media life from your real life. And as far as that boy, the boy that was murdered, I'm so sorry. Yes. And I send condolences to his family. Nobody deserves that. So are those kids going to jail or juvie?
Nobody does, eh? Nobody does. Yeah, well, I don't know, but I heard that they have made, you know, like close to five.
That's disgusting. I must.
They're still looking for more.
Oh my gosh. I'm also traumatized. It's sad to hear. But speaking of things happening in schools, so last year, there was a debate about whether condoms should be put in schools or not. And this brings so many questions. You know, first, obviously, do you agree with it? And secondly, do you think kids should learn about STIs via their parents or via other mediums, what do you think?
Well, I think they should learn from their parents. But you find that, you know, some parents are not well informed when it comes to that matter. But come on, Dave, we are living in a world where, you know, technology is just, you know, like our friends, you know, our uncles and you know, you get what I'm saying. So, like, I don't think sometimes it should be, like, a thing of we should say they should learn from their parents. You know, technology is just right here at our fingertips. If you don't understand something, you just Google it. There's a whole lot of information, you know, regarding it.
So, I'm very 50-50 you know, about
my input on that.
Because I think, you know, if they learn from their parents are not very objective when they give these talks, you know, they're gonna give it from a perspective of do not have sex. So when you are learning about sex, that's not what you want to hear. That brings in more questions than you already had. No, they don't teach it. They don't teach it in a way that makes you understand. They make you think, sex is the demon that causes everything, and that, especially when they're teaching girls about it.
Well, I've heard some women teaching that is about, you know, that, and what got me, like, that left me shocked. They portray boys like, you know, these vultures, you know what I mean? So, well,
yeah, I think they should be fair when talking about it. They must remember,
I think they should just be real,
you know, not to make anyone uncomfortable, but they must, parents must remember that they also had sex, so they must be realistic of how they talk about it.
Exactly.
They must be realistic and straight to the point. You know, say penis, say vagina, and just get it over and done with. Nothing, don't make it so taboo, because this is how teenagers experiment the way they do. They're too curious.
It's exactly like in my language, you know, they always come
up with that doesn't help.
Funny words, you know, to just to escape the actual words, you know. Yeah, and for me, it's sort of like loses the whole, you know, reason for the conversation, because it ends up, you know, into this something not so serious.
Because the media and technology is so, in a way, disturbed. If a teenager Googles, for instance, body parts, I guarantee you now the first thing they're going to come across is a porn. And we all know that pornography isn't real life sex. This isn't a real reflection of sex. And by the time you realize that, you're too busy getting aroused than actually learning about what you need to learn about.
Wow.
But I think that we should have sex ed teachers.
Those are like
once they should come once every year. That's
yes, and I think, you know, okay, here in South Africa, you know, the Department of Education should have, like, you know, I don't know if I should say campaigns or what, you know, that, like, happening.
They should. No, they should. And I think, you know, so many things are mandatory in school that we don't really need. Like, LO is such a subject. Meanwhile, we don't learn anything about first aid. We don't learn how to drive. And again, we don't know sex ed much. A lot of teachers skip through it to make themselves more comfortable. And also, we must also give kids, because kids like to joke. We must also give kids a little template on what to ask and what not to ask, so that we can get these funny jokes over and done, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, I actually think maybe in one of our next episodes, we should hold someone.
Oh, yes, that would be very useful.
Come on, talk about this thing. But yeah, I think, you know, we've covered a lot today, unless if you still have story that you want to share.
But we have covered a lot.
And, you know. Yeah, we have actually.
Yes, I'm.
Would you like to say goodbye to our listeners?
I think we should say goodbye. Well, we've been rambling on and on. We need them to process what we've been saying.
I would say
you guys are rock stars.
Thanks to the Anchor app for making this possible. And hey, you can say that again. Well, yeah, that was it from Surprising the Davis Chat Show. We hope you will be with us in the next episode. You
bye.
Guys have a good time. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.